I'm a little late. Again, it's just davening schedule. So again, for today, we're on page 65. Oops, everybody, letting everybody in here. Baruch Hashem. Again, anybody who's out there, if you could please mute yourself, I greatly appreciate it. Again, unless you want to ask questions, and then of course, you know, that's different. So so we learned the Machaber yesterday, again, Simon Chav Hey. We did So again, that's page 65. So we saw yesterday that when you put on tefillin, you put on the shel yad first, and then you put on the shel rosh. And we explain why. Again, that's the order in the Torah. Kshar Tamalos, you should bind them on your arm and wear them between your eyes. So again, binding them on your arm, oops, Baruch Hashem, get somebody else in, comes first. So the Torah says you put on the shel yad first and then the shel rosh. And again, this is going to be important for the next halacha in Vav. But we're not finished with hey yet. So, but what another interesting point is that the Machaber said that you make a bracha, one bracha. When you put on tefillin, you make one bracha, and that is la'aniach tefillin, which we'll talk about again a little more later. But again, that's what we're up to. So then the Machaber says one bracha for both the shel yad and shel rosh. Now when you think about it, we're going to discuss that in Meretz Hashem today. That makes a lot of sense. It's one mitzvah. Right? Like on Lulav and Esrog, you don't make a bracha on the Esrog and a bracha on the Hadassim and the bracha on the Ravos. You know, you don't. It's one mitzvah. So you would think that the same thing applies by tefillin. Whereas the Machaber makes a lot of sense. The Ramah says, V'yei Shomrim, some say, Levarach al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. So some say that you make, when you put on the shel rosh, you make the bracha al mitzvahs, not mitzvos, but mitzvahs, the Mishnah Berurah points out. There's a patach under the vav, not mitzvos, but mitzvahs. So Machaber says you make two brachas, right? You make the haniach, says two brachas. One on the shel yad, that's lehaniach, and a separate bracha on the shel rosh, and that is al mitzvahs. V'afilu lo hivsik bein time, and even if you didn't interrupt between the shel rosh and the shel yad, if you interrupted, so okay, I have to make a new bracha on the shel rosh. Here, let's say, in most cases, I would assume, we don't interrupt between the shel rosh, the shel yad and the shel rosh. Still, the Ramah says you make a separate bracha on the shel rosh on mitzvahs tefillin. And the Ramah continues, and so has the custom spread amongst Ashkenazim. Shemavarchim shtei brachas, then we make two brachas, la'aniach and al mitzvahs. Now, Amir Tashem, we'll see later what happens if Rahman and son, you only have one tefillah, right? Let's say you only have one. But again, let's talk about most cases. Most cases, Baruch Hashem, you have two tefillin, and you're putting them on in shul or wherever, and you're not interrupting, nothing happens in between. So the Machaber again says one bracha, the Ramah says two brachas. And then the Ramah continues and says, take it further. V'tov lomar tamid, achar bracha shniyan, it's best to say, after the second bracha, al mitzvahs tefillin, baruch shen kavo ma'achuso lo'olam v'ayad. Right? So it's best to say, baruch shen kavo ma'achuso lo'olam v'ayad. So we know that there's another halacha that that if chas v'shalom somebody made a bracha levatala, I don't know. Made hamotzi, had a mind covering everything, and then they brought out something else. You know, they brought out something, and you made a bracha on that. Again, assuming it's not dessert, right? You know, dessert separate, to clean your palate or something like that, right? Yeah. So you made. So then, if you catch it right away, you say, Brokshen Kol Malchus Olam Void. if you set an extreme, again, maybe the example I gave was not so good example, but again, imagine you made a shahakal on one thing, and you had a mind, you know, whatever, like we mentioned previously, a mind, whatever is going to come, the shahakal should cover it. And I don't know, you forgot, and you made another shahakal. Then right after, you say, Baruch Shenko HaMalchus Olam V'Vayah. So now that seems very, now at this point, we got two issues. First of all, what does the Rama hold? Why are you making two brachas on seemingly one mitzvah? Right? Make two brachas on one mitzvah. Then, once you say that, no, for reason, whatever, fill in the blank, this is the reason that you do make two brachas, then why do you say Baruch Shem Kama Malchus Olam Void afterwards? Then it's like saying that bracha I just made really was a no good bracha, a not necessary bracha. So I say Baruch Shem Kama Malchus Olam Void. That seems very strange. Now, so let's take the second question first, even though you're not supposed to do that. But the Mishnah Berurah says that really the Ashkenazim hold that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, right? Like Tosus, that you're supposed to make two brachas. Supposed to make two brachas. That's why he's saying Baruch Shem Kama Malchus afterwards. You're holding that the second bracha is totally valid, right? You're going according to Rabbeinu Tam, right? Ashkenazim usually go like Rabbeinu Tam, Tosus, right? The Sfardim in general go like the Rambam, and Ashkenazim go like Rabbeinu Tam, goes generally like Tosus. I think I mentioned this many times, but you're looking in the back of a Gemara. One of the first things you see in the back after the Gemara ends, with all the commentaries, is Kitzur Piskei Tosus. People think that Tosus is explaining the Gemara. It's like Rashi, which is true. But we also extrapolate from Tosus halacha, and that's our line of halacha. That's the Ashkenazi line of halacha. That's why you have in the back a short form, right? It's a short, it's a form of. So we're just saying it. Really, we hold it's like Tosus. Really, we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. So Mishnah Berurah says an interesting language. He says that the reason why the Eli Rabba says, will you say Baruch Shem Kama Malchus Olam Avad? L'Ravacha Demilsa. Just, you know, just Tamazoi. It's like a very interesting thing. L'Hotzi Atzmeinu Mi'idei Kol Peak Book. So that we don't have any problem. Like, we hold like Tosus. You know, there's a big art. So, you know, now, because of that, and this, the Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim says, people mess this up. That olam nichshalim is that. People mess this up. Mess up what? They put on the shul rush, and then right away they say, Baruch Shem Kama Malchus Olam V'Vayah. You're not supposed to do that. The Mishnah Berurah says, what you're supposed to do is, v'yizar me'od. Chofetz Chaim says, you should be very careful. Very careful. Sholom our Baruch Shem Kama Malchus Olam Baruch Shem Rak Achar Shiyahadek Hashol Rosh Al Harosh Kroy. In other words, what you have to do is, we all know, we make the bracha, right? We keep on saying this, but it bears repeating. You always make the bracha, then do the mitzvah, right? I think we mentioned that yesterday, the day before. Same thing here. You have the Shol Rosh on your head or above your head, and you make the bracha. Now again, this might be difficult because if you have your yarmulke off, but again, so you make the bracha on mitzvah tefillin according to Ashkenazim, and then you put it down and then make the bracha, it's out of center, right? We all know when you put on the shul rush, you don't get it exactly right away. I mean, or maybe some people do, I don't know, but usually not. So, and then even without that, you have to put the straps a little lower, you know, you have to adjust the strap a little around your head. So again, you make the bracha, then you adjust it and tighten it. Then after you tighten it, you say Baruch Shem Kama Malchus Olam V'Vayah. Because if you say Baruch Shem Kama Malchus Olam V'Vayah immediately, so then you're saying it's not a needed bracha. And then you didn't fulfill the opinion of, like Ashkenazim go, like Rabbeinu Tam says, you do need a second bracha. You just invalidated that bracha if you say it right away. So therefore, right, the imlokain, yeah, hefsek, excuse me, it will be an interruption between the bracha, excuse me, something different, be an interruption between the bracha and the performance of the mitzvah. Performance of the mitzvah is when you tighten it, right? If you just leave it cockeyed or not tighten, it's not the bracha. V'yeh bracha zu levatol bevadai, then the bracha is a bracha levatol. Certainly, the tzarklach or levarach, and then you'd have to go back and make another bracha. So again, this is something very, very important, and that is, you don't say the brach shen kvam malchus olam vod right away, but rather after you tighten it, or also, again, it will be a hefsek. It will be an interruption between the bracha and the performance of the mitzvah, which we all know you shouldn't do. Now, what am I going to do? I'm running out of time. So I hate to do this to you, but I think we're going to have to save for tomorrow the other big question. The other big question is, what's going on with making two brachas? Why are we making two brachas seemingly on one mitzvah? Tomorrow we're going to have to see the Aruch HaShulchan gives an explanation, and Rav Moshe Feinstein's Eichot HaLev Racha gives another explanation, not in Igros Moshe. This is what's interesting. I always like saying this. Not in Igros Moshe, but rather in Dibros Moshe. We all know, well, people forget, Moshe wasn't only the leader, the Rashka Bahag, literally, of Klal Yisrael, but he was a Rashiva. People forget that. In fact, my Rashiva Eichot HaLev Racha said, I remember I discussed, take him and the Rebbetzin, me and my Chavrusa, to Rav Moshe's Levaya. So again, when you look at the picture, Rav Moshe's Levaya, I think it's on the, so you see 100,000 people, so you'll clearly see me. So right next to me is the Rosh Yeshiva, in case, you know, you're interested. You know, that picture, so you know. So I'm just kidding you. There's no way you could see me in that picture. But, you know, like a, can't even see the dot. So Rav Yeshiva said that the reason why Rav Moshe was a posek is because it was such a lamdim. Not too many people, unfortunately, learn Dibros Moshe because the shirim are deep, very deep. So Rav Moshe in Dibros Moshe, Simin Yud Beis, talks about why we make two brachas, but I think we're going to have to hold that till tomorrow. Okay, Yashar Koach, everyone. Meretz Hashem, tomorrow you'll find the answers. I should say.